Skippy watch your show?
No, pull up the caboose over there. Sound like Andy Devine. Can't get on the right track. Oh, this is Hawthorne. Egbert plays records. We have a half hour to waste here. I'll practice my drums, get my drums fixed. And start with my...
came all the way over here from South Pasadena.
Swell. Go into the mail bag. Lots of letters on the moving of the La Brea Tar Pits to Shangri Hogan in Tibet. Also, lots of them that tell me about this guy, Ben Hawthorne, in Connecticut Hogan. Here's one from Pete Roberts of Van Nuys, California. On behalf of former residents of Connecticut Hogan, I wish to state that Ben Hawthorne's Moo Hogan was not entitled Bertha, but was yclept. Bessie Bossy, my family, joins me in stating flatly that we do not believe that your Moo Hogan even remotely resembles this gorgeous Bovina Hogan, which has won popularity contests against such competition as Elsie the Borden Hogan and on WTIC Hartford, Connecticut. Ben Hawthorne's top record was Cyril Smith's with her head tucked underneath her arm. If you have it, we would appreciate your giving it a whirl. Perhaps on the Echo Chamber... I'm writing this letter from my own private storm, Hogan. If you think that's Hogan, take a look at the map of Van Nuys.
Yep.
The Los Angeles River is in our front room. I have never said that my Moo Hogan resembles this guy who is stealing my stuff in Connecticut. I got my Moo Hogan now. Listen. That is my own private Moo Hogan. He's just inviting a lawsuit if he thinks it's his. This is my nervous Moo Hogan. Give sour cream. Speaking of sour cream, did you hear the Jack Parr show yesterday? Also, other letters here. That's a bell. Applications are now open for jobs on the wheelbarrows, wheelbarrow assistants, to help us move the La Brea tar pits to Shangri Hogan. Oh, here's one thing. We're going to keep you from getting tarred. We're going to have rest stop-offs about every 50 miles from here to there. And it'll be keen. It'll be on both sides of the street. We're thinking about running our own special highway to Shangri Hogan over the water and all the stuff. That's a bell. Seal. Spike Hogan with the Glow Hogan. I got to thinking the other day, last Saturday, I was standing out in front waiting to get into the Sweezy March show. I got there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was wishing I had my cap gun with me. Here it is. Because when you have your cap gun... No, this isn't the one. Yeah, here it is. That's the one I want. When you have a cap gun with you, it makes you feel as though you... Whoop. This one works. It makes you feel as though you have security. And I was standing out in front of CBS, minor network, waiting to get in on the Sweezy March show, and I took aim at one of the ushers there. And it worked. See, then I laid my cap gun down, put it in my other... and just kept shooting. But nothing happened. So I didn't get there. But I thought I'd pass along bits of information like that clear through the program tonight. So if you have any ideas, send them to Hawthorne, KXLA, Pasadena 15, California. I've just taken a trip to Afghanistan as you were getting on my nerves, but to my utter consternation, I discovered your program is heard there on NBC, the National Biscuit Company. I met some Arabs who gave me a wonderful suggestion for your show. It would be a stroke of genius if you... I can't build these studios big enough. Why not admit free to your programs all persons over 98 accompanied by their parents? It would be a stroke of Hogan. I know. I told several of them about it, and they all had strokes. I'll now sound...
Well, honey, let's face it. Our eviction notice came today.
But, darling, we've been expecting it.
What do we do now?
Well, I've been looking around, and I found the cutest, coziest little home imaginable.
You can't afford a house and lot.
Who said anything about a lot? I've been to Rand Trailer Sales, and, Bill, they have the most adorable trailers you've ever seen.
Mary, you get a pail and some dry rags for me, and I'll go out and get the ladder.
My word, what for?
You said you wanted your windows washed on the outside, didn't you?
Yes, but, Bill, you can't do that. Not with your backache.
What backache?
The one you've been complaining about. Said it had been nagging you all week.
Oh, that's better.
Why, the trailers have stoves with ovens, refrigeration, a sink, wardrobe space, a bedroom, curtains, overstuffed furniture. Why, darling, the trailers are just like a house.
Then we could take the trailer to the mountains or the beach. Where'd you see the trailer?
At Rand Trailer Sales, 5517 South Figueroa.
Right. No housing shortage problem at Rand Trailer Sales. Exclusive dealers for luxurious Pan American,
Universal, Columbia,
Castle Craft,
and many others.
Vagabond Trailer, Sleep 4, complete equipment, regularly $35.95, now only $29.95. Rand Trailer Sales, 5517 South Figueroa, 4801 South Figueroa, 4432 San Fernando, Glendale, 17 West Garvey, El Monte. Rand Trailer Sales.
From now on, my own private cowbell. Crowded in there. I'll finish that letter. It says, I also have a little invention which will make a dream of Mr. King's come true. This gadget will make KXLA come in on radios in Chicago, clearer than KNX, KFI, or all the minor stations. Is a truck to carry KXLA to Chicago. It should sound just fine. Maybe you could move the station there. That's what we were trying to do. I'll now sound like Cyril Smith.
She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzooks, she's going to tell him off for having spilled her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to clear the do.
To clear the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop.
And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup, the soup, the soup.
With their head.
The soup.
Top. Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower with her head tucked up underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, "Is Army going to win?" They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn, with their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose with her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm.
That was a pre-release by Cyril Smith. It'll be out in 1929. We all have singing commercials, so I'll do one on the moving the La Brea Tar Pits to Shangri Hogan. Just out of tune again. Applications for jobs are now open. Wheelbarrows, wheelers, and assistants. We have a weekly contest. In 25 words or less on why I like tar. And here's a letter on it which I received today. Contest, I like tar because I think it might look good on you with feathers.
Mesdames et messieurs, I will not play the piano with my nose.
And the La Brea tar pits are dirty and they are keen. I'll now sound like a circus orchestra. Where are my circus instruments? My whistle. Let him play.
watch where you're going?
Oh,
you're
sorry.
Stepping all over the chrysanthemum.
Yeah, I noticed that. I have but one string, one string duo Leica now. I broke my other one. Here it is, but it doesn't sound good. Kiss me again. Kiss me again. No, it's nothing. No. I'll put my shoes on. A letter from, let's see. Oh, we've been getting letters all week long saying this is to inform you that a Peachy Keen radio scriptahogan will soon be on its way to you. Keen. I haven't read it yet. Hope you enjoyed your own private money. It was printed at great expense, you know. Yes, as a matter of fact, I took that around with me today, but nobody would believe it's my own private money. I don't know, they got some kind of clique. We're on our vacation, Hogan, in Santa Cruz, having a super keen time. The cigar butts are easy to find, nice and long. In clothes, you'll find some Sea Hogan. Sea Hogan. Oh, from the Pacific Ocean. Smells good, too. Like a cigar wrapper. Seaweed, I'll hold it up to Mike. See it? I wonder how it tastes. Salty. Egbert, you want some Sea Hogan? Oh, really? Egbert, the door is on the right. A bigger hand than I get. That's from Craig and Short. Also, please forward 10 Hogans as we are buying stock in a Peach Fuzz coat company. And I got my love to keep me warm. Get my guitar. Where's my guitar? Where's my other guitar? Here it is. Got my guitar.
You smile, an angel sang. The angel sang the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak, an angel sang. The angel sang the sweetest song I ever heard. Suddenly the sadness changed along with the campfire's gleam. Through it all I see your face that I adore. You speak, an angel sang. The angels sang the sweetest song you ever heard. Oh, Lady Prudido, whoop-a-lee, oh, Lady Poo. I'll oh, Lady Prudido. Oh, Lady Prudido, whoop-a-lee, oh, Lady Poo. I'll oh, Lady Prudido.
Former fiancé.
Yeah.
You saw him dancing last night in some cafe.
Tripping the light, fantastic.
Gee, Martha, I haven't seen him since a year ago.
Calls me Martha, how do you like?
And there are so many things I'm dying to know.
Enuma Hogan, count them all for me.
How did he look?
Well, he was sort of,
seem happy?
Yeah, he had a big grin on his face.
When they were dancing.
Look, just one question, huh?
Things in her ear. And did he light her cigarette?
No matches.
Was he attentive?
Cheapskate, you know.
The way he used to be with me.
Oh, sure.
What was
Well, she had on a flimsy dress.
Was she attractive?
Yeah. Sure, a lot of lights
there. Was there a smile upon his face? Or did he seem bored?
Not very.
Not that I really care. I know our love affair can never be.
Duet.
But how did he look?
Well... No, he asked me about the La Brea tar pits, and, you know, I didn't have much chance to talk, but he said,
How is your brother, Martha?
No, he didn't
is
say that.
Is he still as skinny as ever?
No, he's fat.
And his socks still hang over his shoes?
Yeah.
I guess he still forgets to shave.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, I imagine they were dancing very close.
Oh!
I could just see him whispering those pretty little nothings in her ear. Oh, that line of his.
Yeah, big line.
You know,
yeah.
When I think of it, I have to laugh.
Yeah, go ahead, it's all right. Yeah.
When I think of it,
yeah.
I get hysterical.
Yeah.
Tell me something about her. What was she like when she
What? I can't hear you. They're making too much noise.
Well,
what?
Did he smile upon his face?
Oh, big smile.
Or did he seem bored?
No, he wasn't bored, no.
What did he wear?
A letter here from... thank you. It was nothing, really. No. Thanks. Thanks, anyway. She gets all the credit. I don't want to sing it. Letter from... Split Lip, Nevada. Dear Hawthorne, we hear your theme So Long, Letty every night. In fact, that's what we stay tuned for. Is it true that Led Gluskin, the same guy who does the music on the Sweeney March show, does he play that theme? No, he doesn't. However, it does sound a lot like Led Gluskin, especially when he starts on the downbeat in the introduction, you'll recall. That bum, 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 bum. Up. We got to get to the theme, Egbert. There it is. This is Hawthorne. Egbert plays records. We might be back tomorrow night at the same time. This is KXLA in Pasadena.